Word on Today FM.
Now, are you a fan of the BBC TV show MasterChef, which I think is incredibly popular, but now is it steeped in controversy because of the behaviour of one of its presenters, Greg Wallace? We're joined by our regular Last Word TV and streaming analyst, Elaine Burke. And I think it'd be fair to say you're a fan of this programme, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm actually currently watching the Professionals series, which is airing at the moment on BBC. And Greg is part of the hosting team there.
Okay, but it turns out that he's a bit of a bad Greg, by the way things have been discussed at present. What is the controversy, first of all, that first emerged recently and has now led to a big decision by the BBC today?
Yeah, so there's been a series of allegations of sexually inappropriate comments being made quite frequently on the set with contestants, and this is contestants across a range of the shows. So MasterChef run shows that have regular punters competing to becoming the MasterChef. They have professional chefs competing to be titled MasterChef, and they also have celebrities competing to be the MasterChef. So they have various different formats, and Greg is part of all of them. And people who have been part of those shows as celebrity guests or guest judges, and even some crew members, have said that just basically some of the talk, the jokes that are coming from Greg on the set, it is inappropriate for a workplace. And partly why it's coming out now, I suppose, is because some high profile people have made these comments and essentially gone public about them, probably the most prominent being Kirsty Wark, the broadcaster. And it seems to be that they feel that now they can come forward, that they see that this is being a pattern of behaviour that other people are talking about and that nothing is being done about it. So presumably that's why they're coming forward with these claims.
So is this on the basis of things he said? There are no allegations of sexual assault or sexual harassment, or are there?
There are some allegations of particular behaviours that would be inappropriate. I saw one claim that a crew member said that he took his shirt off in front of her. I don't know in what circumstances that would have been like due course in the course of filming a cooking show. But mostly it's about lewd comments, body jokes, and so like things that I've heard that are part of the allegations. Like, I wouldn't even be able to repeat them on air now because they are, you know, quite coarse language.
These things were never made it to air, though. This is all of what happened behind the scenes or in scenes that have been edited out, is it?
Yeah, and actually, because of the nature of the show, having had so many celebrity guests on it, you are seeing some big names come out with various comments on this. And probably the most salacious one was Rod Stewart talking about when his wife, Penny, was on the show. And he alleged that she was mistreated and humiliated by Greg, but that cut didn't make it to air because, you know, that's kept out of the main edit to keep the personality of Greg intact. Now, that could also be done just simply because why you couldn't put these comments on air if they were made, I would say, like, not for a program that's kind of a bit of a family watch. But the aspect of it is, like, I suppose, does Greg Wallace know that these comments aren't making us air? Does he watch the show back? Does he just think this is all just, you know, banter, essentially, and that it's appropriate? But I don't think that that's something that he can have plausible deniability on, because apparently it has been raised with him as an issue before by the production team. And he doesn't seem to be changing his behaviour in response to that.
And what sort of persona does he have on air?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the show, he you know, he's not one of the chefs, but he is one of the main judges on the show, and he comes from a background himself as a greengrocer, so he's coming at it for being a foodie in that respect, just being a man who's passionate about food and good produce. And I mean, he's done the show for nearly 20 years. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to food. But sometimes he would make comments that are probably a bit more lighthearted. He's quite jovial with the contestants. I've been watching the show for years. I've not seen anything go to air that I would have seen as inappropriate comments. I mean, mostly he's just like, he really likes to talk about eating desserts and how much he likes that. That's probably one of his most quotable quotes, is that he likes a buttery biscuit base. You know, there's nothing salacious in those comments, but apparently there are things going on that don't make it to air that have a different kind of personality.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of the apology or the denial that he has put out on Instagram.
I've been doing MasterChef for 20 years. Amateur, celebrity and professional MasterChef. And I think in that time, I have worked with over 4,000 contestants of all different ages, all different backgrounds, all walks of life. And apparently now, I'm reading in the paper, there's been 13 complaints in that time. Now, in the newspaper, I can see the complaints coming from a handful of middle-class women of a certain age just from Celebrity MasterChef. This isn't right. In 20 years, over 20 years of television, can you imagine how many women, female contestants on MasterChef, have made sexual remarks or sexual innuendo? Can you imagine?
The middle-class women of a certain age, though, is the phrase that I think will be remembered out of that. So what has been the consequence of that particular comment on Instagram?
Well, for Greg, I presume he has realised that that was a really poor move. I mean, that's a video that he posted on his Instagram, I think, at like 7 a.m. on a Sunday. Probably a bit fretful and ill thought out when he posted it. And he has walked back those comments because it did rile people up, because you're talking about situations where when it comes to reporting inappropriate workplace behaviour, it's usually people who are in a vulnerable position who won't be able to speak up. So if you're going to like label it that middle-class women of a certain age are the ones that are speaking out here, they're probably the only ones who feel safe to do so. Because if you're a junior staff member who's young and up and coming on the set of this show, and he is the star and has been the star for nearly 20 years, you may not actually feel comfortable to come out with these comments. There's lots of toxicity in laced with on that term middle class women of a certain age, but I don't think it really matters who is making these complaints. But if these complaints capture a pattern of behavior in a workplace, I mean, that is cause for some sort of a reprimand, you know.
But is it then required, though, that the two MasterChef celebrity Christmas specials be pulled from the BBC schedule, as has happened in the last day?
See, I would imagine that they were filmed already, so they would already include Greg, and they're trying to maybe scrape his involvement from the show at the moment while an investigation is now ongoing. The professional show is currently airing, like I said, as per normal, and there's no plans to change that as it stands. But I presume that they, because they are now under investigation over Greg's behaviour, they've decided to pull that show. I don't think it's a show that they were planning to film. Now I don't know that for certain.
I'm almost sure that would have been filmed.
Filmed well in advance, yeah. And Greg was already filmed to be part of it, and it might have already been edited for all we know. But it's just like I would say, like, as someone who has been around workplaces where I've heard comments that would have made me absolutely cringe or inappropriate, I wouldn't have felt confident to complain about that. But I mean, you're talking about people who are in workplaces, and they are entitled to speak up if there's language being used that they're not comfortable with.
Indeed.
And while this could have been a case of, you know, workplace behaviour has to be corrected and amended, and there could have been a discussion with Greg and some talks about that and some behavioural changes put in place, I think he has actually made this worse himself by putting out comments on videos like this, complaining about the people who are complaining about his behaviour, and not maybe listening to what those complaints are saying and checking himself and having a think about what is more appropriate in the workplace.
Elaine Burke, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.